Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As it is a football Friday, as it is an FF Friday, we got Shador's first start in the NFL on Sunday. And to talk about that, to talk big picture NFL as well, and get some insight on this Raiders team. You know him as the host of the Just Win podcast. You know him as a senior writer for The Athletic. Ted Wynn joins us now on the Fan Hotline. Ted, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Well, it's great to have you here. How much does this being Shador's first NFL start add to this game, considering that it's two bad NFL teams?
Yeah, I mean, I think it does add to the intrigue, considering Shador did want to go to the Raiders, and they passed up on him a bunch of times, so that's kind of a storyline as well. But, it, you know, like, I'm sure you guys know way better than I do, but, you know, he's the most hyped, talked about fifth-round quarterback maybe in history. So there's going to be a lot of eyes to see if he's going to be able to perform better than he did last week with a full week of practice. And, it, you know, he's in a good spot. I mean, the Raiders' defense is not the worst in the league, but they're definitely levels below the Ravens. So, you know, maybe he has a better shot to perform in this game than when he was thrusted into that role against the Ravens.
All right, you're the king of the All-22. What did the All-22 tell you about last week, and what has it told you in the past about Shador, and how much of that can we move forward to this week?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we saw a lot of the negatives in his scouting report really show up against the Ravens, especially his tendency to kind of drift backwards and take those, you know, what I call super sacks, not just sacks, but sacks that lose a lot of yardage. So that wasn't good to see. And obviously the Ravens, they run a lot of complicated blitzes, and they were throwing the kitchen sink at him. So I think for the Raiders, they really want to try to create interior pressure against Shador and get him to kind of fall back into, his bad habits, which is retreating backwards. And you know, we saw a really nice deep ball he threw that could have been caught, that might have tied the game for the Browns as well. So I think, you know, the Raiders have to watch out for the deep ball, and you know, he throws a really nice fade ball, and that's where he would want to go to. But they have to find some ways to create interior pressure against Sanders. They don't have a natural answer there because they don't really have great defensive tackles. So they might have to scheme up some interior pressure. And Patrick Graham is a guy who likes to blitz in his past, but in this version of his defense in which he's kind of working with Pete Carroll and kind of integrating some of his ideas, he hasn't blitzed as much, so it'll be interesting to see if he kind of goes back into his roots and dig up some of those cover zero blitzes.
Ted, how do you beat this Raiders team?
Just show up. No, okay. The biggest weakness is their offensive line right now. It was a weak point coming into the season. Then they lost Colton Miller, and then they lost Jackson Powers Johnson. There's a bunch of shuffling going on. They moved the guy that they moved to center originally over to guard. They have Putnam in at center, who had one of the worst games I've ever seen from offensive lineman last week. So if you can create pressure and get to Geno Smith, then you know he's going to have a tough time really getting going. And we know the Browns have one of the best four-man rushes in the league. I really don't know how they're going to block Myles Garrett at all. So if you could do that and you could try to create some explosive pass plays, a major weakness is that left corner, Eric Stokes, the right corner, is having a really good season. But Caillou Blue was their original starter there. He got benched after getting destroyed by George Pickens, so they have a rookie, Darian Porter, likely a start in that game. So if you could create some explosive against him and continue to pressure Geno Smith, and the run game, you know, it's just a non-starter right now. Like, they can't get anything going in a run game. They lead the league in negative yardage. So pressure Geno, create some explosives, and attack that left corner would probably be a big part of the game plan.
How much do people put on that with Ashton Jeanty just not being as good as people thought, or is it just all an offensive line problem, or do we have to meet in the middle somewhere?
To me, it's an offensive line problem, because when they have blocked for Jeanty and he had space, we've seen his ability to break tackles. I believe he's top five in broken tackles right now, so he's breaking tackles at a high rate, but it's just hard to do anything when you can't get going. He's getting hit in the backfield more than any other back in the league. So it's just unfortunate. Like, the idea or the maxim was always don't draft a running back before you have the offensive line, and that's played out to the extreme this year, because he can't get anything going.
All right. How much of this is on Chip Kelly? Obviously, he's the highest paid offensive coordinator in the NFL. Buckeyes fans remember him well from the 1 year he had as the OC last year, and yet it feels like he might be one and done in Vegas.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's all on him. It's unfair to judge him based on how bad the offensive line is, but I will say that I do have my criticisms of his scheme as well. And, you know, I kind of told myself I would never believe in an offensive coordinator coming from college to NFL again. And I played myself by letting myself believe it in Chip Kelly. Because, you know, I was looking at some stuff he did at Ohio State, and it's like, this feels like a pro offense. I think it'll be able to translate better. He had pro experience, obviously, with the Eagles and the Niners. So maybe he learned his lessons, but a lot of the things that plague college offensive coordinators is happening with Chip Kelly. I mean, with the protection, obviously the offensive line has struggled, but he hasn't helped out the offensive line at all. Like, the Raiders are one of the teams that are high up there in as far as leaving their tackles on islands. There's games where he just allows Brock Bowers to disappear. So he has to find better ways to get the ball into his best receiver's hands. Pete Carroll has made comments in the in press conferences, kind of criticizing the play calling. He said last week it was his idea to go heavy play action early. So those are some bad signs. So it's hard to put it all on Chip Kelly, but there's definitely some drawbacks with Kelly and his play calling.
Yeah, I mean, we're a disaster here, but like, I think it's easy to say that you guys have been just as much of a disaster. Like, where were the expectations for this Raiders team going in? You know, Pete Carroll, Geno Smith, it had to have been better than what it is right now.
For sure. I mean, I think there was a lot of cautious optimism with the Raiders. I mean, you know, when you look at Brock Bowers and the season he had coming into the season, and you could see the flashes. Like, he is a top three type of tight end, and the league is kind of moving towards multiple tight end sets. They have two really good ones in Bowers and Michael Mayer, and you have Ashton Jeanty, who some thought was the best offensive player in the draft. Geno Smith was, you know, a lot of film watchers love Geno Smith, including me. I thought he did really good in Seattle. He comes over here, and, you know, he totally turns into a pumpkin. And I think the expectation was that the offensive line would at least be average, or at least below average, but not terrible. But it's gone the complete opposite way, and Chip Kelly has been a disappointment as well. So when you mix those two things in, and Geno and his interceptions, it's been far below what the expectation was for this offense.
Ted,
you're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And of The Athletic and the Just Win podcast on the Fan Hotline, given that Tom Brady and Shedeur Sanders have a relationship, given the Raiders were in need of a quarterback, the Raiders and Shedeur were linked often in the pre-draft process. Obviously, he didn't go there. How close do you think Shedeur actually ever became to being a Las Vegas Raider?
It didn't seem like it was likely to me, because they did talk about scouting Shedeur and evaluating him closely, but they had plenty of chances to pull the trigger on him, second round, third round, fourth round, fifth round, and they didn't. So I really don't think that they liked him as a prospect, you know, or else they would have pulled the trigger on one of those rounds. They needed a quarterback. And so probably not as close as some people thought based on that Tom Brady link. And Brady does definitely have a voice in this Raiders front office, obviously.
How do you explain Myles Garrett being this good this year? We've always seen him be great, obviously, but this is even another level, Ted.
It just seems like he's stronger. Like, you know, he's been kind of pulling off that Reggie White hump move and just like tossing offensive tackles off of him, kind of like he looks like a NFLer against high schooler sometimes. So it's just crazy to see that he's taken his game to the next level. I think it also helps that this Browns defensive line is just higher quality all across the board. So it's harder to kind of just focus everything in on him. And he's probably getting, I got curious to look at the numbers, but it seems like other teams aren't able to double and triple him as much as they have in the past, which is leading to these crazy numbers and potentially, you know, 25 sacks for him at the end of the year.
All right, given the state of the Raiders' offensive line, given the state of the Browns' defensive line, if I set the over-under on sacks for Myles Garrett on Sunday at 1.5, would you take the over or the under?
I would say over. I mean, he's probably going to line up on the left against Stone Forsythe, which is one of the worst left tackles in the league, I imagine.
It's a great name,
even
though.
Against DJ, what was that?
It's a great name, though. Stone Forsythe. Yeah. That guy should be like a weatherman.
I know, but unfortunately, he just doesn't live up to it. But DJ Glaze is also terrible on the other side. So, I could definitely see him passing that. I mean, I can't imagine the Raiders running the ball effectively, so they're going to have to pass, which opens up more opportunities for Garrett. So, I mean, it's kind of a crazy that 1.5 sacks is over under for a player, and I kind of saw the odds on different betting websites, and it's like -150, -160. So it's crazy. Garrett is going to have a crazy game.
What other players on this Browns team do you like? Do you feel like it maybe don't get enough attention, maybe we don't talk enough about, but when you watch the film, because you just love the All-22, you're like, this guy constantly pops out to me.
I'll say Devin Bush, because I really loved Bush coming out of the draft. And obviously he did the beginning of his career, he didn't live up to expectations. So just watching him and watching him thrive in this defense is fun to watch. And it also, you know, kind of makes me right after all these years. So it's good to watch him play well.
All right, so I'm sure we've covered this in some way in the 75 questions we've asked you, Ted, but I did see that you had retweeted the Deontay Lee piece on trying to separate Shedeur from the hype from Shedeur, the football player. So I guess going all the way back to the beginning, Do you think Shador is a true fifth rounder, or do you see some upside with what he can be in the NFL?
I don't think he's a fifth rounder. I had a second round grade on him, but I could see him going to third round as well. But obviously, I think when you are in that kind of tier as a quarterback, and then the things that surrounded him coming into the pre-draft process, you know, it's easy to see why he fell to the fifth. So I would say, you know, he was probably a second, third round grade type of quarterback that had obviously a lot more skill than a typical fifth round quarterback, and a lot more experience than a fifth round quarterback as well. So there is something there. I don't know if the Browns have the environment really to support any young quarterback at this point. So, to answer your question, I do think he's a much better than a typical fifth-round quarterback.
Dad, how do you make sense of what's going on in the AFC right now? Patriots are leading the East, the Steelers leading the North, Colts leading the South, and the West is led by the Broncos. Those are four teams I think most people wouldn't have had leading their divisions.
No, and it's interesting. I think all four of those teams have some pretty big flaws and question marks as well. The AFC is pretty wide open this year. I kind of still think the Chiefs might end up – I mean, they're probably not going to lead the division or anything like that, but I think they might end up in the AFC championship game when it's all said and done. And it's just they do so many things well on offense, and they have some really unlucky breaks, and their defense is still a quality defense. I think the Patriots, Drake May is carrying that team, doing a lot of the work. The defense is improving, but they really don't do anything elite offensively. But May is really making that second step. The Colts have been playing really well, but Daniel Jones in the last two games has turned the ball over a bunch of times. He's fumbled like six times too, so he's kind of coming back down to earth. So I'm curious to see if he can get back on the trajectory that he was. And as far as the Broncos go, defense is absolutely elite. I just don't believe in Bo Nix quite yet. I think he's played pretty poorly this season. He had his best game against the Chiefs, but he's going to have to play better for a longer period of time for me to really believe the Broncos are a contender.
Ted, my partner and I have a burger bet on the AFC North. I have been on the Steelers since the offseason. I've not jumped off to this point. He thinks that it's a formality. The Ravens are going to take the division. What do you see the AFC North coming down to?
I think you're going to have to buy that burger because I feel like the Ravens are going to win that division too. I mean, the Steelers' defense has played better recently. Aaron Rodgers is just one of the most risk-adverse quarterbacks in the league. He does not want to get hit. He's throwing really quickly, throwing short. I just don't know if you could win like that unless the defense is just consistently week in, week out elite. And the Ravens have made such a distinct step up since they've gotten healthy. Moving Kyle Hamilton to the box has totally changed that defense. And that offense is kind of getting their footing going. So I feel like the Ravens are eventually going to catch the Steelers. And they've gotten really close really fast too. I mean, it feels like they were at the bottom of the division a couple of weeks ago. Now they're 5-5 and a game away from Pittsburgh.
One more real quick. Are the Bills bad right now, or are they just bad?
I mean, they're bad because the defense is probably the worst I've ever seen it under the Sean McDermott era. That run defense is atrocious, and there's no answers to fix that this season. They have a good offensive line. I mean, they had a bad showing yesterday against one of the best pass rushers in the league. They have a good offensive line, but they have no weapons to help out Josh Allen. Dalton Kincaid is their number one. He's been missing games, but he shouldn't be your number one. If they can't run the ball, and they couldn't run the ball yesterday against Houston other than one big James Cook run, they're really going to struggle. And if you can't stop the run, there's just too many ways for them to lose the game. Josh Allen can take over some games, but to ask him to do that kind of heavy lifting is just unrealistic. So this Bills team, they'll win some games just purely on the run game and Josh Allen, but I don't see them really going too far in the playoffs.
Ted, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Ted Wynn there, a senior writer for The Athletic and the Just Win podcast on the Fan Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say about Shador's first NFL start in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season, now streaming, only on Paramount Plus.